The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Welcome, everyone, to the Reckless Rollers. I'm Scott, your GM for this evening, and currently I am in liquid form because it's 109 degrees out today.
Oh, hi. I'm Tyrus. I'm melting. It's 69 degrees outside, which is pretty nice, but it's 103 degrees inside my body. I play Polly, by the way. I'm cool.
But not right now, he's hot.
Not right now, I'm hot. I'm very hot.
And I am feeling a cool 71 degrees in a comfortable 95 degree temperature body, and I am Argo. I play as Omer Wannabe.
Damn, you have a thermometer on hand?
No, but I do have my phone, so I can check the daily temperature.
Oh, I see.
I have no idea what my temperature is, but it's a beautiful 21 degrees Celsius because I'm not a monster outside today. And I'm Stephanie. I play as Catri.
We're built different.
Just 1 second. Gonna ban Steph real quick for being Canadian.
Thank you.
No, we currently do not have Mars here.
You won't?
No, I won't. We currently don't have Mars here. They'll be here in probably like half an hour, 45 minutes, but don't worry, Paxton's just probably quietly following the group.
Being aside to each other.
However, we do have a guest here with us today. Justin, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name's Justin. And today I will be playing, is it cool for me to say one thing?
Yeah, go for it.
I will be playing, Rora Iceland, who is a Pokemon gym leader.
And the last one to be revealed for this campaign.
Hee hee hee.
I'm going to kick your ass with Stomp, and nothing will stop me.
I mean, the fact that we're not taking on a gym right now might stop you.
Yeah.
There's like fair drama point. Going on.
Yeah, so...
Fair point.
Y'all are currently in a blimp. Not in a gym.
I mean, the blimp could be a gym. They're not. Those are not mutually exclusive things.
It could be. And who knows, maybe when you're done with it, it will be. But, for now, you still got to wrest it from the control of, a... Zonky, and a couple of insane people, and a bunch of people who are just forcibly constricted into a bad team. However, that's beside the point. Y'all are in a blimp right now. It's pretty cool. You got a bunch of supplies, and you ran into two out of three people from a group that's been taking this journey. Kind of alongside you, but more like they keep taking alternate routes. You ran into Leslie and Clem, both of them, saying that they more or less got kidnapped and forced to join this group, the Revolution. They had all of their Pokemon taken from them, and, thrown into a pile. With the threat that if they leave, that entire pile will be crushed in a hydraulic press. So, yeah. By the way, that same pile is the pile of Pokeballs that you passed before going into the blimp. Charles slash Zombie Getsis came out of the blimp. Wannabe started getting ready to fight him, but decided to let the champion handle it. So you don't know what happened with that fight. Wannabe did send out Pelipper to... or Jovi...
To grab Jovi Lieutenant Surge.
Pelipper to grab Lieutenant Surge, who jumped off of Sprout Tower to try and gather the Pokeballs that were thrown off of the tower by... Charles. Don't know what happened with Pelipper.
What a dick. He better be safe. If not, I'm gonna be very upset.
We'll see. It is storming out in Violet City, or Violent City, depending on how you see it. It's pretty violent out there. There is a lightning tiger fighting a bunch of people alongside a bunch of gym leaders. And I think that's the recap. That was very haphazard recap, but you know what? I don't care. Let's continue on. So, the four of you, including Paxson, are leaving the kitchens, or the dining hall within the blimp, with Clemento. That felt weird to say, but they're leading you towards a like prison block floor of the blimp, where Fran the Frantastic is forcibly guarding a prisoner that none of you really know about but might help. And if I remember correctly, there was a coded door that you had to go to that led down the stairs to those levels, which is the reason why Clem is with you. Leslie is running distraction by pretending to be a Faithful Revolution member, and is attempting poorly to revive two grunts that were taken out by Wannabe.
It's they're fine.
Yeah, she's basically just slapping them over and over again, yelling, "Wake up." She doesn't know first aid. That's the best she can do. And you all pass by this scene, disguised as a bunch of revolution grunts, which is basically, hey, black hoodie and a face mask. Not really a great disguise, but, you know, it's their outfit. Clem leads you further down, a little bit closer to that dome where the bridge is, in this Wailord blimp. I'm going to keep mentioning that it's a Wailord blimp so I don't forget that it's a blimp in the shape of a Wailord. But you don't get quite to that dome. You get to a portion of wall that looks like it doesn't have a door, but it has a keypad just isolated and kind of standing out very conspicuously. And Clem enters in a 5-digit code and is not hiding it from all of you if you wish to find out what that code is.
I'm looking.
That code is 69420.
Hell yeah!
You have to type it down just in case.
Yes. Have you met me?
Memory
of a fucking goldfish, bro.
But they enter in that code, and that a small portion of the wall just kind of slides within itself, revealing stairs.
upstairs.
Stairs.
I love walking up and down stairs.
Oh, stairs. I thought I said there.
Okay. Well, that's again moving, I guess. Which way you go? Up or down?
To do.
Up or down?
I look at the staircase, wannabe. Is it going up or is it going down?
It's going both ways.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Clem, basically has their hand, kind of blocking that portion of the wall so it doesn't slide back closed. And just says, why would the prisons be up? You want
to
keep it...
To throw people off?
You want to keep people... Generally, you want to keep prisoners as uncomfortable as possible, so having it as close to the engine room where it's hot and uncomfortable is your best bet. And engine rooms are normally low to the back.
Or you could be like pirates and threaten them to jump to go off the ship.
Yeah, they're...
Or you could put them up top to throw people off. It'd be such a good misdirect.
These people aren't that clever. They...
Okay, I get it. We'll go down.
All right.
Sorry for thinking creatively.
They're great at keeping things clean. But that's about it. Have you seen the tables in the kitchen? Spotless. I don't have to do anything to clean.
Kind of based.
Have you seen the bathrooms?
No. Should I? Should I, like, make time? Are they that clean? Am I gonna be, like, impressed?
I think you'd be impressed. For a public bathroom, it's really clean.
I'll make time.
Alright.
Scott, I definitively want to know if there's a bathroom anywhere in the next areas we're going.
There will be a bathroom in the lower levels. Because there are employees down there.
Hatchery is keeping careful observation to find a bathroom.
Warnby's looking up and down the staircase in case he hears anyone walking.
You don't see anyone going up or down the stairs as you're going down the stairs. Clem is still kind of leading. They just had to hold the door open for you all because it's one of those slidey doors.
Okay.
And... They lead you down this very straightforward hallway that leads to a kind of very not well-lit corridor. It starts to get a little hot as you're walking down. Catcher, you do see a bathroom. There's the three bathrooms, the male, the female, and the one that just has a non-binary flag on it.
Oh my god, they're inclusive? Are these really the bad guys?
I mean,
bad guys wouldn't be inclusive.
I mean, they,
but they were
sending mixed messages.
I heard they shot one of
but they
would
be dictators.
Oh yeah.
Just because they're inclusive does not mean they're dicks.
I mean, they let me in, so.
Anyways, I'm gonna go into the women's washroom. I would like to observe it. I want to see if this it being clean is as true as I've been told.
The floor?
Nothing is more important to me.
The floor is sparkling clean. There is no trash in the trash can. You don't even see, like, water spots on the mirrors.
Shit? That's cleaner than my bathroom at home!
Do you want to look a little further?
Yes.
Roll perception.
What is my perception? It is 3d6. Let me open up my app. 12.
12? You start, like, inspecting this bathroom as if you're on a mission. You're looking under the sinks. Clean. The only flaw that you see is there is a very small bit of graffiti in the corner of one of the stall doors.
What does the graffiti, like, what does it look like?
It just looks like a Duskull's mask. And it says, our leader is dead.
ominous.
Oh.
Alright, I'm gonna go back out to the group. And I would like to besties, guess what I found in the bathroom?
You could have taken a picture.
There anything on the wall?
Why is that your first question?
There was...
I have seen some terrible bathrooms.
There was a poster on the wall, one of those, like, cringy motivational posters. It just says conformity. And it has a... has a bunch of, like, birds. And they're just, like, flying in a V-shape. And it says, if you're not one of us, you're none of us. Or some shit like that.
There was a motivational poster that was really pushing being like conforming to the group. The bathroom was so fucking clean. Like, I think it actually like it might be the cleanest bathroom I've seen. Oh, also there was some graffiti that said like our leader is dead. Like, so, but ignoring that graffiti, oh, insanely clean bathroom.
Oh, that's which one you mean? Well, I doubt they mean Gets. Maybe they mean... That could be many more. Maybe they don't know Mr. Crime was Getz's, or...
Crap, I have no idea.
Who was the original... Who was the original leader?
I don't know.
Oh, he was like the team's like one of the members of... He was Saturn.
Simon? Yeah, he... He's... More of a figurehead now.
He's Simon.
There's like these four weird people that are more or less taking over the control over the entire operation from him, and they all report directly to that weird zombie kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
That does sound very suspicious.
Yeah, he's mostly like their butler now. He doesn't complain, at least, but... sorry, Justin, what was your character's name again?
Rora.
Alright, Rora. Did you happen to stat your character at all? Or just the Pokemon?
Stats. I did the, the allocation of the points... But other than that, I didn't...
I was more meaning, like, for your human character, there's, like, the perception, all of that. But I'll just say that you can hear talking from your cell. And the guard that's just kind of, like, sitting in a chair across from you, he's dressed weird. He's wearing the hood, but he also has this ridiculously large top hat that covers his eyes to the point where there's eye holes cut in the top hat. And he's just kind of like trying to look everywhere except for where you are. But you can hear muffled talking about graffiti in bathrooms coming from a direction behind you. Now, you know that this is the same guard that basically comes down and watches after what happens day after day for the past 2 weeks.
You always have the top hat on?
Always. And he just kind of like turns as he hears the conversation, and he's like perking up a little bit. You can see a slight smile come across his face, and he just mutters, "Those voices are familiar."
I think right now Rora is curious, but I don't think she's going to do anything yet. I think at best she's going to try and see if there's any way that she can, like, see the people that are talking or get any beat on any recognizable, like, characteristics, even their voice, if she can make out specific people.
I don't think you've met any of these trainers, but you... And the fact that you haven't really heard these people's voices, except for maybe one of them, that in itself tells you that these are either new recruits or maybe something else. But they're not anyone that have been on this blimp for the past 2 weeks.
I think Rora is going to let out a very, very loud yawn. And this is something that she's done before. She's generally a very sleepy individual. So her yawning isn't unusual, but she's hoping that it's loud enough that the people who are new can hear her.
All right, the people who are new, go on ahead and roll your perceptions.
All right.
Wait, sorry, who's rolling perception?
You,
us,
and Polly.
Everyone? Okay.
Okay, I got 13. A 3.
13.
Thank you, I got a 3.
So... Two 13s and a 3.
Well, we both got 13.
Two 13s and all a 3.
Right. Wannabe, I think you're distracted because you actually kind of want to check and see if the men's bathroom is similarly clean.
Maybe. You never know. There's always the whole thing, guys, bathroom smell to you. And the girls one.
Katri, Polly, you both hear a fairly loud yawn just kind of echoing down the hall of the ship. You're not completely sure if it's like a human yawn or if it's the blimp groaning somehow or like something to do with the engine, or hell, it might even be a Snorlax just kind of like chilling on the ship. But you hear it. It's not too far away. I don't want to be. You're very curious about the bathroom.
I'm going to take a look at the bathroom.
Have fun, Wannabe.
All right.
He gives a small salute and just peeks and what goes and take a peek inside.
Sparkling floors, no water spots on the mirrors. Not even a scrap of trash. You can roll perception again if you want to check a little further.
What do my eyes perceive? That is a 7.
Nope, you don't really notice anything else. It looks really fucking clean, though.
Nice. Be right back. You guys do your little thing. I'll be the bathroom inspecting it.
Alright. So, Wannabe goes and looks for items in the trash can for a few minutes while the rest of you, I don't know, do you want to follow?
I guess investigate the yawn noise. Right. Polly, shall we?
Yeah, we can go and see what that yawn is about. I mean, it was probably just like someone who hates their job.
Yeah, and if they hate their job, then, you know, we can like abuse that fact.
True, smart.
Clem just says, yeah, Fran's not much further. I think he'll be happy to see you all. You keep going a little further down the hall. It starts to get even hotter. Like, uncomfortably hot. but you keep going until you get to this one corner. It's like a it's a three-way intersection, and it's the first little hallway that you've seen on this floor. And you turn it, and you can just see three cells and one person sitting at a chair, staring at the cells. Two of the cells are empty except for... Well, you'll have to roll perception to determine whether or not there's anything in there. But one of them has a person in there. However, the guard looks very familiar, or at least the hat does. And the hat lifts a little bit as he tilts his head up, turns and looks at you and says, "Oh, I fucking knew it. I knew it was you. Oh god, I'm so glad to wait. You didn't join, did you?"
Joining a criminal organization? Who would ever do that?
They didn't take your Pokemon? Anything like that?
No.
They're all six of mine. Oh,
that's good. You didn't run into them yet. There was this one lady that her Gothitelle had such strong psychic abilities that it levitated me, Clem, and Leslie up in the air. Kept us from talking, and they basically took our Pokemon out of our pockets, and...
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it, like, shook you up and down to, like, shake the Pokeballs off of you.
No, they literally grabbed them out of my pockets. Well, the grunts did, and, they...
That's less fun.
Yeah, sometimes things aren't fun.
Oh yeah, no, sorry, I'm sure that was, like, deeply traumatic for you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they basically dragged us up here and told us that if we wanted to see our Pokemon again, we were going to be working for them. And...
So where are your Pokemon at? Do you know?
They said it was in a pile, and if we disobeyed, all of those Pokemon would be crushed in a hydraulic press.
Oh, that was probably the pile that was in the building!
I mean, probably. They just kind of chucked them into a pile as they dragged us onto the blimp. We couldn't talk, but we could see everything.
Yeah, you should go check out that pile. I'm sure it's, like, not attended considering everything that's going on right now. Oh. I mean, I know we're, like, in a blimp, but, like, when we leave the blimp.
Yeah, definitely once we leave the blimp. But for now, Wait, are you getting me out of here?
Yeah! I mean, why wouldn't we?
Oh, thank god.
Yeah, rescue expedition.
Listen, I want to get my last gym badges and be done with all of this shit. You know how many attempts there have been, like, on our lives? I'm so tired of it!
I don't really know. We haven't really caught up since...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't mean, like, it was, you know, I'm, like, exaggerating for, like, you know. But there's been enough that I'm fucking tired of it, okay?
I'm back.
I just want to do this whole Pokemon journey shit. Oh, welcome back from the bathroom, wannabe. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it's pretty okay. What's going on
wannabe,
here?
Wannabe, you did not find any Pokeballs in the trash can.
Dang it.
Let's see, and, yeah, this conversation is happening out loud, by the way.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah. Rora has been, listening kind of quiet. And then when she hears something about gym badges, she perks up. And she gives another much smaller yawn. And she goes, "So, you're interested in gym badges?"
Yes.
I mean, we are going for the thing.
I'm going to be the next champion.
Well, you're in luck. I actually happen to be a gym leader.
Shit.
Oh. Oh.
Polly, shouldn't you know this? You sound surprised.
I should.
You should recognize them.
Can we take a look? You'll know who they are.
Polly and Rora didn't run in the same circles.
But like every gym leader knows each other. Right? I feel like they should.
Must have missed the meetings the last couple months.
Rora stayed home and slept the entire time.
Never went to one meeting.
The introduction meeting, and then never came again.
And I missed the introduction
meeting. Yeah.
God,
thank you. Y'all just do not take this gym leader shit seriously. Okay, hold on. So who are you then?
Yeah, what's your name?
You're a gym leader? Why are you here?
Well, to answer your questions in order, my name is Rora Iceland, and I was kidnapped, and my Pokemon were taken away. And they put me in here, just to sit and rot, I suppose?
What gym do you run?
What gym do I run? I run the Violet City gym.
How did they get the jump on you? Not to be rude or anything, but like you are a gym leader. Like how did that happen?
She yawns again, and you can tell that she sleeps a lot. Like she is very drowsy.
Okay. You weren't conscious. I'm gathering now.
Clem just kind of pipes up and says, last I heard, they sent about 20 people to try and apprehend Rora here, and turns out they only needed a little bit of rope and two people.
Alright. Okay.
If I had been awake, it would have been much more of a fight, but...
And you didn't wake up while they were, like, carrying you away?
Unfortunately not.
They even did the whole thing in broad daylight. It was 2 in the afternoon.
What?!
But by...
What?!
By the time they got to, the gym, the town already got taken over.
Oh my...
How did you become a gym leader?!
You are terrible at your job! No offense.
Hey, that's rude.
Okay, listen. I'm sure they were like good at the battling part of it, but like the rest of your job, like yeah, no, you shit the bed.
I won't deny that, but I think my battling capabilities more than make up for that.
Fran just says, "Yeah, for some reason they've been having me keep an eye on Rora here." Just in case, you know, she started to get riled up or something.
Wait, so how long has this been going on? Like, how long ago did you get kidnapped, and how long ago have you been, like, working here?
I got kidnapped and forced to work here about 2 weeks ago along with Clem and Leslie.
Okay.
Rora was already here when that happened. Basically, like, we got to Violet City right after we ran into you at Union Cave, and immediately got kidnapped as we were trying to make our way out of there.
I'm not sure how long I've been here, but evidently it's been more than 2 weeks.
Sounds like
well, I have the key. Now that I know we're all getting out of here.
Oh yeah, you should,
you're not gonna, like, hit me if I let you out, are you? I've been adding, like, extra food to your plate from mine. Just to make sure that you can eat.
Thank you, and no, I won't hit you when I get out.
Okay. He unlocks the cell door, and it swings open for you.
Yeah. He's going to get up and get out. Do a big old stretch and yawn again.
Can you describe what your character looks like, by the way?
Yeah, sure. So, Rora looks to be mid-late 20s. She's got really, really long hair that's loose. It goes from a pink to purple ombre. She is wearing a nightgown with a crop jacket on top of it. And a cute, oversized little sleeping cap. She's about 5'6". And to kind of contrast with her entire outfit, she's wearing a pair of black combat boots underneath everything.
Yeah, so that's what you all see.
Cool. Rad.
Neat.
Fran turns and says, I've been kind of like hiding supplies in one of the other cells too. If you need anything, like potions or non-expired revives. I'll just open up the cell too. Whatever you don't take, I'll take. And it's the cell immediately next to Rora's. And inside, underneath the little cot, is a cardboard box that just says, there's nothing in here, I swear. He pulls it out, and guess what?
There's stuff something in there.
There's a bunch of, like, hyper potions, a couple of revives. There's even a pair of sunglasses.
I'm just going to yoink those and hand them to Bon Kaybon. Have these.
Alright, they're not black glasses. They're just shades.
Damn it! But you know what? They're still cool.
Yeah,
oh my god, Bon's a mad at
the black and black and, like, woodland camo croconaut just pops the sunglasses on and just goes, ah!
Hey, let me help you put it on. I just kind of help fit the glasses on.
Yeah, they were upside down.
Oh boy, you sweet ass and child.
And as you put the sunglasses on him, he gets bigger.
What? What?
Oh, damn.
Just a little
what? What?
He's not evolving. Oh. He's just puffing his chest out.
No.
No. Evolutions only happen in the middle of the battle or off screen. That's my way. I mean, if you want him to evolve, he can. I don't care. He's at the
level. No. We do mid-badge. Okay. Mid-badge would evolve right. Him.
He's at the level, so... They're all at the level, I just don't have the design for Alligator. So I don't have a picture to send you. I only have the Meganiums. but yeah. Fawn has on some pretty slick shades. And did anyone take any of the potions or revives?
Yeah, I'll take a few.
I don't believe in using items in battle. I'll
take some hyper potions for after the battles.
Yeah, I'm gonna take some hyper potions for out of battle.
I think I have items already, but I can just like steal from y'all if I ever really need it. It's a group effort after all.
It's a group effort, but you want to win.
Leech.
Yeah, it's a group effort, but I need to challenge myself. How else am I gonna be champion?
Playing on hard mode.
Until the we do a Great British Bake Off episode.
Love Great British Bake Off. I've watched one season of it, but I loved it.
I've watched like 7 of the seasons.
You resupplied. We'll say that Paxton grabbed some too. He's just been kind of like following along quietly because Paxton's the shy little kid. Well, I say kid, he's like 16, same age as Kadri. Just don't talk much. And
it's crazy how sometimes Paxton doesn't talk much. I wish there was an explanation for it.
I'm wondering if they stand up sleeping.
Oh my god, like a giraffe. Walking again.
Posing in the corner.
Oh, he sleepwalks too?
Fran just says, I know, they took your Pokemon. They didn't add them to the pile with ours. They, for some reason, they have those specifically locked up. I think they were a little too risky to throw in the hydraulic press pile. I know where they are, though.
It's good to know they aren't in the pile in immediate danger, but that does make it more dangerous to go get them.
I know where they are.
So let's go get them.
And Fran just kind of like quickly whips off the hoodie, and he's like, it's gonna be hot. You probably...
Oh, we're going to the fucking engine, aren't we? Yeah.
Oh boy!
Oh, let's go then.
And Fran takes you back into the main hallway, the one walkway that just leads to, who knows, probably the engine. You do see that there's a few doors on like either side that pop up every now and then. And they have like the little porthole window type things. If you look in them, there's like a couple offices for some of the less liked Revolution members. The Human Resources Department is down here too. And,
they have a human resources department?
They...
Inclusive human resources? If they weren't evil, like, this is... Yeah. Damn!
Too bad they're assholes.
If only they didn't kidnap people in Pokemon. They could have had such a nice
kid. If only they didn't kill people, they'd be a pretty good organization.
Listen, compared to the organizations we have,
even non-profit, all of this is right out of Simon's pocket.
Holy shit!
Oh my god, non-profit?
Maybe we don't need to, like, destroy, like, can we, like, repurpose this company to, like, to do good afterwards? Like, if we just, like, what if we just restructure it? You know, we take out the evil people, we put in some good people, and boom, bada, bing.
Man, we're pretty great. You know, catches a great idea.
Well,
We should go. We should go into business.
It'd be a good nonprofit.
We'll have to bring that up to the human resources department. It's a little further down.
I'm gonna go to their fucking
HR. A little further down if you actually wanted to talk to her. She's a really nice lady, though.
We'll talk to her after I've overthrown everything.
Alright. Yeah, it's not like she has any Pokemon that she's willing to use, so... She's not gonna come up and try and fight you all. Just sent very, very, loaded, commented emails to people who will probably get thrown off of the blimp if I have my way.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you just passed human resources. IT is a little bit closer to the engine. Surprisingly, they keep the janitorial, like, offices on the top floor. Like...
I've seen the bathrooms. These janitors deserve the utmost praise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much are they getting paid? Just curious.
I've asked them, and they just laughed.
Oh, that's a good sign. Oh, God.
That's either a really good sign or a really bad sign.
Yeah, it's one of those two. Nothing in between.
Well, they didn't look grumpy. One of them was even, like... One of them was even, like, humming.
I bet they get paid well.
They definitely get paid well.
I mean, their uniforms are spotless, too, so... Anyway, we're here
they
now.
I almost want to work here. Is that weird?
After we reform the Organization of Evil Bits, then let's see!
I mean, like, if I wasn't kidnapped and forced to be a grunt here, I mean, I don't really care too much for their business plan, but... I'm sure it would look great on a resume.
They treat their employees well.
Undeniably some good benefits working in this field of work.
Yeah. Like, even if you, like... Like, there have been a couple grunts that just, like... straight up quit and punched a bunch of people in the face. They're still getting good referrals.
Referral? Oh my god.
Like... It's not a bad place, it's just... The head of the snake is just completely toxic. Or the head of the Ekans, rather. It's just completely toxic. The move, not... the behavior.
Yeah.
Britney Spears song.
Yeah. but yeah, we've been standing outside the engine room for the past 3 minutes. Do we want to go in, or...?
Yeah, let's go.
I'd like to get my Pokemon right, back.
Well, oh, yeah. You're
probably gonna want to hurry. Well, you'll see why. And... Like, this one is one of those, like, weird, like... boat doors, where you have to turn the wheel thing to open it. It's like watertight integrity type seal. And after about a solid minute of just turning this wheel, he pulls really hard, can't budge it, and says, "Hey, Clem or Wannabe, whichever one of you wants to, these doors always, they're always a little too hard for me."
Alright, I got this. Let me see the door.
Alright. Roll...
Wait, what's happening?
We're opening the door.
The door is locked?
Alright, one of you rubs his hands together and says, "Open sesame!"
Add a D6.
What kind of door is this?
It's like one of those, like...
Okay, so...
It's basically like a vault door.
Okay.
What did you get? Did you add a d6 to it as well? Because Clem's helping.
Oh, I got a 15.
15? Yeah, that meets the meets the DC to open the door. So you start to pull on it, even with your absurd like old man Joestar muscles. You still need a little bit of help from Clem to open it. So you start pulling, and then once it like once there's a little bit of wiggle room, Clem digs their fingers and. In like a crevice and just pulls a little harder and then pushes it and it creaks so loudly.
So was it like locked?
Then? It's just a very heavy door.
Oh, besties, we could have like sent out some Pokemon to help or
Nah, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And
as this door is open, you see that there's like a couple of people in the engine room just shoveling a bunch of stuff into like this very, very on fire engine, and it's this pile of just various items, and next to that pile is a box that says dispose immediately. Clearly, they're not listening. Yeah, Paxson, you see this too. you see they're shoveling just various, like, expired items into the blimp engine, and next to that pile is a cardboard box that says, dispose the contents of this box immediately.
Oh.
And the box is sealed, so it hasn't been opened, and they clearly haven't done anything with it.
Well,
yeah, I think that's them. Fran just kind of like starts to move forward and to grab the box, and the guys that are shoveling are like, whoa. Hold on here. Boss says we got to dispose that immediately.
But you haven't yet, have you?
I wanted to see what was in it first.
Then let's open up and see what's in it. We're all curious.
Alright, I think it's about break time anyway. We've been docked, I don't know why we've been loading stuff into the engine. the guy takes out a Pokeball, releases it, and out comes a little Ponyard. Just says, hey, slash and grab, why don't you open up that little box for me? And the Ponyard just like looks at him like, bro, I'm not a box cutter. But does it anyway. And the cardboard box opens up and you see there are in fact 6 Pokeballs within. And Rora, are these Pokeballs marked in any way?
I think that the Pokeballs have kind of this, like, iridescent sheen to them. And they're a kind of, in the white part of the Pokeball, there are kind of like little notches. And it's like one notch in one, 2 notches in another, 3 notches, and it goes up all the way till 6. But other than being iridescent and having those notches, they're just the standard red and white Pokeballs.
Okay. You see your Pokeballs there. Are you reaching out to get them?
Yes, immediately.
One of the guys comes up and says, hey, I saw these first.
You saw them first. We all saw them at the same time.
Yeah, but it was my Pokemon that opened it.
How about this? How many of us are here?
Six, I don't know. I'm seven. In the engine room because I don't know how to count. But he snaps his fingers, and about 12 other people come up. Hey, boys. Looks like it's break time.
What is this what? New Discord feature?
What?
Wait, okay. Everyone here who is on desktop, if you so you know how you can like open up like the call and see like everyone's like portraits or whatever? Like,
yeah.
If it was video.
Yeah.
You can react on that page now. Hold on, I'm on cooldown. Yeah, look.
What the shit? Oh god.
This is awful.
My god, I can skull emoji in the chat. Oh my god, this is gonna make like watching movies and shit in calls so good.
I only hate this a little. This is killing my computer. I'm closing out of it.
Oh, this is incredible. I'm
closing out of it. Like,
okay, anyways,
dying.
back to everything else.
Back.
This is such an insane feature, skull emoji.
All right, so